Hey, this is Mad Dog Soldier. I think I had to make this because there seems to be some confusion here. There seems to be this thing where I'm like a Jew basher or right winger or whatever. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I'm like friends with that uncircumcised dude, or maybe because it's that Ron Paul sites I've supported or whatever. But I want to make a couple things clear. Number one, I am totally against racism, sexism, or classism, in the sense like if you were born rich or born poor, well, that shouldn't be how you judged all your life. I'm also against anti-Semitism, and I'm also against just bashing people because they were raised into a certain religion. To make a long story short, there are people, black people, who I admire and who have done great things for this country and the world. I think that pretty much all babies have the potential to grow up to be a brilliant adult. To make a long story short, because they're raised in different environments, this is scientifically tested, by the way, that is how and why they become, let's say, like an idiot, or let's say a criminal, or let's say they become a racist or a genius. It's not really what your parents are, it's more of how you were raised. Now, a lot of people who happen to be Jewish or black or Asians or whites, they've all done great things. It's just that in the United States, and the Asians, they happen to have the best parents. But what's interesting, if you actually do a little bit of research, there were some decades past, black folks were actually doing better, and in many ways comparable to the whites. It's just that because of socioeconomic issues, that is when they've had it more difficult. I'm not going to go into this right now, but I don't hold anything against anyone because of race, creed, or, say, how they look. It's just not fair to be bigoted against someone because of some stuff that they were born with, because a person can't control that. Alright? I also don't... I'm also not prejudiced against those who are, let's say, like they're gay or bi or whatever, because science has shown through epigenetics, that is where your preferences are determined, as early as when you are a fetus. I'm not an expert on this. I'm not a gynecologist. I am not the person to even quote on this. It's just that this is the sort of thing that is determined before a person is born. And you can't really blame someone for that. That's just not fair. I'm not a religious person either, so I don't go, well, the Bible says this, this, or that. Well, okay, I don't care. I'll take what science says over anything else, and I'll take research over prejudice. Alright, so I just hope this clears up some things. If anyone has any questions, you could private message me, or if you know me on Facebook, you could ask me questions there. Peace out. Bye.